which are Muthi, lawyer and lecturer of environmental law. Only three very brief points. First, thank you for the discussion, especially about malaria. Before reading what you wrote and listening to you now, I had slightly different views, so this was very interesting. Maybe a good point of implementing this issue would be to see how the Stockholm Treaty on Persistent Organic Pollutants could be implemented in order to pave the way for facing the approach you gave on this issue. The second point, only a piece of information about our constitution. You spoke about human dignity, Germany versus the United States. In our constitution, there is something, in my opinion, very interesting about human dignity, and it is in some way hidden in the constitution. Of course, the constitution deals with many kinds of rights and liberties, freedoms, but only when speaking about human dignity, our constitution states that in no case the law can harm human dignity. All other rights and freedoms can be limited by the law. Human dignity can't. And this is very interesting for the European point of view, in my opinion. Last point. You spoke about feelings and imaginaries of the people that are contained and constrained by the institutions, the example of Three Mile Island, and so on. Sometimes, to me, it happens that the courts release such feelings after the damage happened. For example, we had here in 1976 very famous Seveso accident, which gave rise to the Seveso Directive on industrial risks in Europe. And recently our High Court stated, with a very innovative decision, that not only the people who were affected by the accident can get a restoration of the damage they suffered, but also the people who lived in a more far area, who didn't get a real health damage, but lived in panic for a period. So the panic is to be restored. This has been said by the High Court in a very important recent decision. Of course, and this is the last thing I want to say, this gives also rise to problems, because what happens, the insurance companies don't want to insure the damage anymore. So, of course, when we solve the problem, we have other problems rising. But this is the nice aspect of life, I think. Thank you.